everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I'm Betsy, here with one of my favorite people, Pastor Lazaro. Oh,
thank you,
hanging out. We were talking just a second ago. I was like, you're an old pro. You've been hanging. And he was like, this is his third time on Table Talk.
Third time.
I think you're the only person so far that's been through it. So I'm so glad that you're here. I love getting to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. I've had the blessing of getting to do ministry with you and your sweet wife. And you're such a blessing to Sagemont. You're one of those hidden gems here at Sagemont because you do so much and you're making a huge impact in our church and in our community. And a lot of people are like, I don't know him. I haven't gotten to know him yet. Yeah. You are over our Spanish ministry here at Sagemont, still meets down in the HRA and in those classrooms and in that area. Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights.
Every week.
There you go.
Serving the Hispanic community around the city.
Yeah, I love that. And if you missed Lazaro being here on one of the other Table Talks, go back. You can go down YouTube, go back and listen to some of those because we really talk about the number of different cultures that are inside of our Spanish ministry, what y'all are doing, the outreach they have, all of that.
Yeah.
We've talked about all of that, and I would love to talk about it again because it's so cool that God's given us here at church a way to really be his hands and feet through a different culture,
many different cultures.
And so it's really fun. So you can go back and watch that. But today, this was the reason I asked Lazaro to come. So probably, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, I'm on Facebook just kind of looking at things. And I see this pop up that Lazaro has a book out.
Yeah.
And I was like, who told us? Nobody.
Nobody.
He didn't tell us. And so really, so we're on Table Talk right now. We're doing this series of authors inside of Sagemont Church. And so it's been really fun to get, if you haven't seen some of those, they're coming out. We have a few more people we're going to talk to. But you really sparked that idea because I was like, he wrote a whole book and we don't know about it.
Yeah.
And I was
now you know.
Now we know. That's right. As soon as I knew, I emailed him. I said, what did you do? You wrote a book? Oh, we're talking about that. So I love that you did that. And y'all, one of the really cool things is it came out originally in Spanish.
In Spanish, yeah.
But now, just like this week, last week, it got, there's a translated version in English. So anybody can get it. It's on Amazon. You can go grab it. Either one. And so tell me a little bit about why did you decide to write a book? Have you ever written any kind of a book before? You write sermons weekly.
Yeah, I love to write my sermon every week. I write the whole things. So I used to write even sometimes for fun or whatever, but I never been so serious about, you know, writing a book.
Yeah.
So that's was in my mind during probably several years. So, but finally I found one of my pastor friend in a meeting in Florida this past May or June, I can't remember very well. And he has a publisher house. So he invited me, he said, hey, you can do it. So if you have some resources you can put in together and I will help you in the way. So I returned to Houston as a home here at Sagemont and I say, yeah, I need to do it. So, and I'm putting all this in this little book, for helping primarily the Hispanic community.
Okay.
So, but it's a book that can serve the whole Christian community in America and all around the world.
Good he
book.
Just talked to you about this in May.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And that was quick.
Yeah. The issue was that that was the majority of this. Of this book came from a series, sermon series that I preach here in Sagemont Church about some contrast that we can find in the first letter of John in the Bible. So I put in all this sermon together. I prepared the sermon. I changed many things mm-hmm. to fit in the book.
Yeah.
So that was the main idea.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to come up with something. You're like, this. I've done the research. Talked through it. I've preached it.
Yeah, I did it during the summer of 2023.
Okay.
So I did all this series, and I just need to come back and figure out how to put it in the book.
Yeah.
And that was...
That's really cool. Yeah. Okay, so what's the book about?
Yes.
So in English, it says the value... the value of being different, and it's called Contrasts.
Contrasts.
Okay, yeah. So tell me a little bit about... what this is.
Yeah, it's all about a survey of spiritual realities.
Okay.
So we are going to, I'm comparing spiritual realities that we can find in John, the first letter of John. So right there, the idea is to challenge our communities, Christian community, to live, like I say in the book, living different for Christ. Mm. So you can find there, all around the book, you can find ideas like light versus darkness, okay. or obedience versus disobedience. So I'm doing the whole about 7 contrasts.
Okay.
During the whole book about this kind of spiritual realities
yeah.
that we face today. So and we need to choose where we can live. Hmm. So if we are going to live in the darkness or in the life of Jesus. So I put in the table all this reality, and you need to choose what is going to
how you're gonna live.
Yeah, how gonna live for you. So
that's really cool. I love that. It's those contrast of mm-hmm. light and dark and yeah. all that.
And through the whole letter, you can find more contrast. It's a book. The first John is a beautiful, beautiful letter for today. Mm-hmm. For me, it's pretty relevant. One of our values here at Sagemont Church is to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the letter is still relevant for us, because in the first century, John is answering a situation that false teachers were everywhere, especially the Gnostics. They tend to say that there is a special hidden knowledge that just a few people can reach.
Okay.
This kind of idea. So John is answering them. The special knowledge is Christ.
Yeah.
So we have everything in Christ. We are full in Him. We don't need anything apart mm-hmm. from Christ. So
yeah.
this book is about the glory of Christ.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What, when you now get to like hold it and mm-hmm. see it and know it's here.
Yes.
What is your prayer for this book, for people that read this
yeah.
book?
Well, my prayer is that people, as the subtitle says, they receive a challenge
mm-hmm.
to live different for Christ, but not because the church is saying this or because the pastor are praying about this, but because they got a conviction.
Yeah.
You know, you need this kind of conviction if you want to live in this century with so many challenges that we are facing mm-hmm. today. We are living in a media times. I say in the books that those media times, they are spreading alternative, you know, different ways to live.
Right.
So we need to be in a firm foundation.
Yeah.
So that's my prayer, that people can understand this and grasp this for their self and live this kind of life.
Yeah. So I love that thought of... It's not just living differently on Sunday morning or when you're at church or when you're with your Christian friends,
mm-hmm.
but it's that it's for because of who Jesus Christ is in you
yeah.
that you are always living differently than the world,
yeah.
even in hard situations.
Even in hard situations. I'm not saying that you can go down and up in your life. That's fine.
Absolutely.
That's happened.
That's life.
Life
yeah.
happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying that you need to live with this kind of conviction all the time. For example, the first chapter I'm talking, and I think this is the main chapter, the number one, because I'm talking about the assurance of salvation.
Mm.
For example, there John says in chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, he says, "And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write to that our joy may be made." So the goal of John is that we can have this joy mm-hmm. of salvation. And basically, it's so sad for me that I have several friends, I have even family, they are believers, and they sometimes struggle with the joy of salvation. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes they, for different position, they believe that they can, you know, live in without assurance mm-hmm. of salvation. Mm-hmm. And from my point, and something that I say in the book, I don't know your position, what is your knowledge in the Bible, but something is clear. You can be safe in Jesus.
Yeah.
By His grace, not by my own work.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is something that I'm trying to push hard in this book during the whole, every chapter.
I love that because it's one of those things that when we start looking at living in the light or living in the dark or the different things that we have to choose from, if you don't have the assurance of salvation, the other part's going to be hard because you're trying to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Instead of the salvation, and then Jesus is going to be your strength and be your courage to make those hard decisions.
Yes.
And so having to get that nailed down first and foremost is so important.
It's so important. I noticed that many of the Hispanic community that came to Sagemont after moving here, they came from different backgrounds where they struggle trying to go hard every day to find the love of God, of the approval of God. And I'm dealing with this kind of discipleship here at church. Hey, God love you even when you were like a sinner.
Yeah.
So he gave His Son for you. So our salvation depends on Him. And let me tell you this. A few years ago, when I arrived United States, my wife and I, we were in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So we went to school to learn the language. I'm still learning.
You do so good.
I'm still working on this. But I went to school, and the majority of the school, the student, they were from Saudi Arabia. They were Muslim. And I came with a good relationship with one of them. And when we finished, they were ready to return to Saudi Arabia. Mm. He came to me and he said, "Hey, Lazaro, thank you for your help during this month here in the States. Pray for me because I hope someday when I arrive heaven, Allah, or the merciful, receive me over there. I'm not sure about this."
Wow.
So I saw this young man praying every day, 3 or 4 times.
Right.
You know, living a life, you know, for his God, but still he don't have any kind of certainty. So he wasn't assured. And I told him, "You know what? I'm assured of my salvation." He said, "Really? Why?" I said, "Because Jesus died for me." So I don't see the way that the Christian live, you know, afraid of the future.
Yeah.
Because we have Jesus with us.
Why do you think, and you and I both have seen this, people that have known about Jesus, have come to church for their whole life or have at least been around it, still struggle with assurance of salvation?
Yeah.
Why do you think people have such a hard time with that, of really grasping that?
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. I came from a background. I was a Baptist my whole life, but my background was a free will Baptist. So I have all my family, my friends, my professors. They are free will Baptists. And in this denomination, they have people that they have this mentality, Arminian, Wesleyan, or they are Arminian more tending to Calvinists. So we have a big spectrum on this. So, but many of the Arminian with tendency to Wesleyan, they have this tendency to reach out holiness, But that's good. We need holiness. In the book, I speak about the relationship of grace and responsibility, human mm-hmm. responsibility. Yes. But I think when we tend to watch or to see a lot about the human responsibility, we are losing the focus. Hmm. We are losing the focus. I was teaching yesterday to the men's, yes. our men's here, Hispanic men, and the class was about the focus on the heaven to reach out the earth. Mm-hmm. So if you focus on the earth, you are going to lose both heaven and earth. Mm. So I think we need to focus more on Jesus and what he did for us on the cross mm-hmm. and less on my performance, mm. on my everyday performance. Because as human beings, we are weak mm-hmm. and we are going to lose focus sometimes.
Right. Yeah, if we think our assurance has anything to do with us.
Yes, that's the point that's that hard. I want that my friends, yeah. my family, and, you know, the whole community can get the idea that we need to go to Jesus, and he's the only one that is going to give you the peace of mm-hmm. being safe with God.
Yeah, so. I love that. Yeah. That's so good. I think it's so... I think this is an important topic.
Yes, it's an important topic.
Yeah.
I try to do it with love, you know, for both people. I don't know if you are in one side or another. And I think that even if you are in an Armenian side or whatever side you are living, you can have this kind of assurance mm-hmm. Of salvation. That is no problem. It's all about around the scripture. So yeah. I think it's good.
I love it.
Yeah, but the book is not just about assurance.
Right.
Yeah, they have another contrast, like living in light and darkness, obedience and rebelliousness. Mm-hmm. We have an issue today with obedience, I think, in
sure.
church. And I mean, if you trust just, okay, I save by grace, but you are missing one point.
I can do whatever I want. I'm saved by grace.
Yes,
yeah, that's
I saved by grace.
Yeah.
That's the other side of
right.
that we have been before. Mm-hmm. So it is to have the right understanding of what is faith and salvation. So because that, I think this book is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be so, and y'all, the thing is, it's not super long.
No.
It's a quick read. You do such a good job. But I was going to read these to y'all just because we've talked about a few of them, but certainty versus uncertainty. We mm-hmm. talked about that. Light versus darkness, obedience versus rebelliousness, loving God versus loving the world. We
yeah.
talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Followers versus enemies of Christ.
Yes.
That's interesting. Interesting. And then love versus rejecting one's neighbor.
Yes, that's a good one.
You, man, he had some hard ones. Okay. And then faith versus incredulity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I love the love versus rejecting one's neighbor.
Yes, that's a good chapter. That's a good chapter.
Because we like to love the people that are lovable.
Yes, yes.
It's loving the people that aren't
yeah.
is difficult.
Yeah, even for us, it's, as Hispanic community, this is a relevant chapter because, you know, we came from different backgrounds.
Yes.
It is so hard. I tell the church, the ministry all the time, so we need to love each other. Because we live in a time that every culture has a flag.
Yeah.
So a different flag and a different. So, but in Christ, we are only one flag, mm. which is Jesus.
Yeah.
So in Sechmon Encuentro, there is one flag. That is the flag of Jesus. So there is no Argentine people. Well, we have Argentine, Colombian, Peru, Cuban, Puerto Rican, mm-hmm. Mexico. So, but we are trying to live only under Jesus.
Right. So, not let those earthly differences
yeah.
take you away from being one in Christ with each
yeah.
other.
And the idea is that we are different.
Yes.
We are different. We have different culture and we celebrate. We are going to celebrate soon the Hispanidad, where we bring food together, we put in different colors, we sing song from our countries.
Right.
However, for me, this is the main issue, trying to find unity among diversity.
Yes.
If we are able to raise the flag of Jesus in the middle of all this diversity, man, we got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
so
it.
So good.
Yeah, it is easy when all are the same people. We are friends. I'm having a wonderful time with friends. When I can sit on the table drinking a coffee with friends, yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
Right.
But we have a call to go to people that they are different than us.
So. Absolutely. I love that so much.
And reaching with Christ.
Yeah.
Message.
I'm super excited that you got the opportunity, and you know, and I, you and I were talking the other day.
Yeah.
Since you've done this one, mm-hmm. you're like, maybe I'll do another one.
Yeah.
Maybe you're like, I kind of have some other ideas, which is super fun.
Yes, I'm working on other ideas. I was in an interview with Arlene Sanabria, which is one of the reporters for the Texas Magazine.
Okay.
Probably in a few weeks, we're going to have an article about Sechmon Encuentro, cool. about my life mm-hmm. in the magazine. And she was listening to the story of my dad, myself. My dad left the home when I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. So she said, hey, Lazaro, you have a beautiful book there. Please, there is a lot of people that they are in need of Absolutely. Relationship with their parents. So you can write about this. I say, well... Probably I'm going to say
it's so good. Your story is fantastic. Again, you can go back other table talks and watch it, but it is an amazing story.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise
you have, throughout your whole life, chosen to follow the Lord.
Yes.
In
yes,
some of the very difficult circumstances,
you have
done that. So
yeah, for sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah. And my praise that this little book, by the way, some of my friends that read it before say that you can read it in about 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's an easy read. And that was my goal. I don't want to do a big book that mm-hmm. you are having difficult to read it. This is a book for everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to put it in a simple word. So I hope this book is going to change your mind and
yeah.
Anyway, if you are listening or watching the podcast. So.
Absolutely. I love it. Y'all, you can find both books on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, there's a Kindle version now.
Yes.
Too,
it's available
really
now.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a Kindle version.
Yes.
It's in paper.
Yeah. So you can grab it.
Yeah.
Listen, I know one thing that would really bless Lazaro's. If you grab it, if you read it, let him know.
Mm.
Like, or put a comment or do whatever. Put a, what is it when you like a, you tell him it's great. I can't think
yeah,
of
like a review or something.
There you go, review. That's the word I
yeah,
couldn't find.
Yeah, even in Amazon, you can
yes.
put in from 3 stars to 5.
Right. Just
accept,
5.
I accept from 3, that's fine.
But y'all, really, let him know, because when you spend time on something like this,
mm-hmm.
it's you just want to hear that it's made an impact for the kingdom. And so let Lazaro know when you grab it. Mm. And also, if you have not gotten to just hang out with Lazaro and his sweet wife, Ari, y'all, invite them to dinner. Go. They are wonderful people to get to know. And I know they would love to get to know more people, too. So highly encourage you to find Lazaro. Because a lot of times, on a Sunday morning, we're not just going to bump into you.
Yeah. I'm preaching every Sunday, so I'm teaching, too.
Yes.
So
you're a busy guy.
Busy, involved in the Hispanic ministry. I would like to come more frequently to the English service, so I will try in the future.
Listen, y'all, it's really cool, and a lot of people don't know this. What is happening in worship service in the main auditorium on Sunday morning, what Levi's doing with meeting people after church and all that, Lazaro's doing all of that same stuff. They have a connection center. They have a welcome center. They do all those same things, which
same
is
things,
so cool.
Yeah, we got probably 1, 2, 3 families every Sunday. So it's not the same like in English, but we are gathering 250, 280 person every Sunday in the HRA, so.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I say this too, if you haven't been down there, if you've never been to one of the Spanish services, go visit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's so encouraging. Just find a buddy that'll sit by you and whisper translation in your ear. And the deal is when you sing the songs, you'll know the songs.
Yes, it's the same song.
Because you know the music, you know what they are. And so highly encourage you to go down and visit Spanish ministry and also hang out with Lazaro. So it's and here's the other deal. Know about the ministries at Sagemont so that when you run into people that can benefit from them, you can encourage them to take advantage of that. So thanks for hanging out with me today.
Let me say last thing about the book. So this book is all about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So he is the only one that is able to fulfill our salvation. It's more about him, less about us. The point is that redemption is by grace. So I will lie that you can live with this kind of assurance in your life. That's the whole point of
it. I love it. So good. Y'all, go grab this new book. Give it a read this weekend. You can, nowadays with Amazon, order it today. You get it tomorrow. So you can grab it and read it this weekend. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate all that you do for the kingdom. It's so good. Y'all, have a great rest of your day, evening, whenever you are listening to us. Thanks for hanging out. We will see you next time on Table Talk.